Parshat Miketz, the Ben Ish Chai is going to talk to us, is going to teach us about the halachot of Bet Knesset and Minyan. Now, his introduction is a little bit, or a lot of bit, Kabbalah oriented. So, we're not going to see this one inside. I know that most of you are not excited about that, but we're going to see a part in the Pele Yoetz. You all have in front of you the copy of the Pele Yoetz. It's Erech Bet HaKnesset, page Nun Vav. The Pele Yoetz speaks about the importance of Bet HaKnesset. Mitzvat Hashkamat Bet HaKnesset, the mitzvah of waking up for Bet HaKnesset, Hu ma'advarim she'ochel meperoteum ba'olam hazeh. Va'keren kayemet lo le'olam haba. The mitzvah of arriving early to Bet HaKnesset is one of those mitzvot that not only do you receive reward in the world to come, but you receive reward in this world as well. Meaning what? That a person receives reward in the world to come, and even though he receives in this world, he doesn't take off from his credit in the world to come. Meaning he has his full investment there. You invest, let's say, the principal in the bank. Then you have all the interest. So the interest is just the money that you make off the principal. Same thing here. You have the principal waiting for you in the world to come, and the interest, all what you're gaining, is still going to be is what we're enjoying in this world. It actually gets schar in this world. V'yadua d'amur b'shas, and it's known what they said in the shas. T'hainu da'ahanye luhu lebnei bavel lemahavi sabe. This is what the Gemara in Berachot says, that this is what helped the people of Bavel be elders, to extend their lives. When you wake up early to go to Bet Knesset, the Almighty extends your life. You go out of your way, so to speak, to wake up early, the Almighty extends your life. Ukdamalu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebanav, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to his sons, Kidmu vechashichu lebei knishta, ki heichi detorichu chayei. You should wake up early and arrive early to Bet Knesset, so this will lengthen your life. Vehamakdim liyot ma'asara rishoniim, notel sechar keneged kol habayim. One who is from the first 10 receives reward for all those that arrive after him. Imagine that. You're praying in a minyan with 100 people, and you are one of the first 10. It is as if you prayed 100 times that day. You get to Shemayim, you do that for 3 days, 300 prayers in Shemayim. The schar, the reward of 300 prayers. It's a great business deal. Ubifrat ha-makdim liyot rishon, and how much more so he who comes first, Heflig me'od b'Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parashat Teruma speaks very highly of him. Dekai b'darga de tzadik. That person who comes first is on the level of tzadik, a certain level in the heavens. V'hu tikun gadol lifgam abrit. And this is arriving the first to the minyan is a big tikun for all these matters that have to do with tziniut, matters that have to do with tikun abrit. The one who arrives first is able to fix that aspect. He becomes beloved in the eyes of the Almighty. Mi shama ka'ele, says the Pele Yoetz, who could hear of these wonders and these praises, ולא ישתדל בכל כוחו להיות הראשון, and will not put his effort to be first. You hear that by you arriving first, of the first 10, you receive the reward of everyone who comes after you. Imagine that. Such a big inyan. And if you arrive first, it has the capability of being metaken tikkun abrit. And furthermore, you're considered beloved in the eyes of the Almighty. And of course, that's something that every person wants to take advantage of. Liot mir arishon, or lefachot ma'asara arishonim, la'asot nachat ruach liyotzro, hamshalem sechar tov lo'ose retzono. Ve'achar kavanat halev hen advarim. And after the heart, it follows the actions. What does this mean? שצריך להיות ירא וחרד ורועש ורועד איך ייכנס להיכל המלך. A person has to be fearful. He has to be trembling. How is he entering into the palace of the king? כלי מלא בושה וכלימה. a human that is full of embarrassment. We are a little weak to this concept of a king, because we all come from democracies and we all count and every vote counts, and the last president of America won by 15 people and you're one of those 15 who voted last, so you really feel that you're high on yourself. Now, we're like very insensitive to this, but in the days of the king, right, if the king didn't like the way your shoes looked, off with your head. They were all encompassing, right? And walking into the king's palace was a trembling, we're about to enter now Purim. Esther was risking her life by going into the king uncalled, making her own appointment. By us, what do you mean? Power of attorney and the legal, and get my lawyer, speak to your lawyer, and sue this one, and sue that one. But the individual. Now, says the Peleret, V'chaven be'omro v'ani berob chasdecha v'ovetecha, shu eno kedai lekanes lecha la'melech. A person has to feel that he is a zechut, and he need a merit to go into the house of the king. Im lo bavur godel chasdo u'bizechut avot rishonim. The pasuk says, and I, with the abundance of your mercy, will enter into your house. To enter into the house of the Almighty, you need mercy, you need chesed. The Peleuet says it is in the zechut of our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that we enter into the bet Knesset. V'chaven chasdecha. The pasuk says, v'ani berov chasdecha. Remez l'Avraham Avinu, alav shalom, isha chesed. Avraham was the symbol of chesed. Kodshecha, the pasuk says, v'ani berob chasdecha, evo v'techa, ishtachave elecha kodshecha, b'iratecha. So it brings kodshecha. Chesed, kodshecha, and yira. So chesed is Avraham Avinu. Kodshecha, remez l'Yitzchak, shenitkadesh al gabei ha-mizbeach, that he was made holy and sanctified on the mizbeach. That's the zchut that we have into the Bet Knesset, b'iratecha, and the fear that we mentioned in the pasuk, remez liYaakov, shamar manura makom hazeh. Yaakov was symbolizing fear. V'azchutam anu nismachim, and we lean on their merit likanes lemakom hamikdash, to enter into the Bet Hamikdash. U'mitoch kach hachai yiten el libo, a person should enter into his heart, la'amod sham be'ema, b'ira'a, b'retet u'bezeh. A person should be standing in the Bet Knesset trembling. You shouldn't speak there idle chatter. Needless to say, Bet Knesset is not a place to catch up on your stats, or your scores, or Super Bowl, or what's going on in the news, or even, you know, what's going with Israel politics. Absolutely the wrong place. It's the house of the king. It's not a country club. Chaz v'shalom. Me'emat ha-shechina shoresham. The Almighty's presence is resting. That's his house. V'yadua shi'chmiru ma'od b'zohar kadosh. The Zohar was very, very stringent in regards to being disrespectful in Bet Knesset. Al ha-mdaber b'Bet Knesset. One who talks in the Bet Knesset. V'amru, the nehig kalana b'shechinta. V'let le'chulka b'lekad Yisrael. The Zohar says, one who acts lightheadedness, he acts in a not appropriate manner, in the Bet Knesset, does not have a portion in the God of Israel. You're being disrespectful in the house of the king, then you don't have a portion in the God of Israel. There are even halachot, what you're allowed to get. If you forget something in the Bet Knesset, you can't just go in and get it. Or you want to call someone. You can't just go in and call him. There are halachot to it. We'll see the halachot. You imagine the president is having a big conference meeting with all his Secretary of State and all these advisors are sitting around him, and you left your telephone in there. So you're going to walk in and just say, I'm just looking for my phone. You guys continue with what you're doing. I'm just going to turn over some chairs, pick up some books. If you don't mind stopping for a minute, maybe you're sitting on my phone over there. Absolutely not. You realize this is a very important place, and you'll forget about the phone. You'll buy a new one with all the numbers that are inside. So how much more so when a person is going to enter into the house of the Almighty, it has to be in a respectful fashion. And while you're in there, you have to act in a respectful fashion. Needless to say, when the reading of Sefer Torah and the Tefillah, that's obvious. But even without that, even if there's nothing going on, just stam, if a person's in there, he still has to act in the proper fashion. Now, the Ben Ish Chai, we will see part of his Hagdama. On page Nun Zayin, V'lachen, קראו רבתנו זל את התפילות דברים העומדים ברומו של העולם. בן ישחי, in his introduction, says that therefore, that is why the Chachamim called tefillah something that stands in the heights of the heavens. Umachar sha'atfilot inyanam nora v'nizkav. Since prayer, its significance is very high and very holy. Sheneesa behem birurim gedolim. That when somebody prays, he's doing what's called birurim gedolim. What's borer? And Shabbat, what's borer? You're separating good from bad, right? Now, we have to realize that all of the actions that a Jew does creates borer as well. Meaning what? When Adam HaRishon did a chet, when he sinned, he took, let's just take it as a glob of light. You have a big entity of light. When he sinned, that entity of light spread out throughout the entire world and throughout history. Our job now, each one of us is connected to Adam HaRishon, and our job is by doing the mitzvot is to be metaken that light that is caught somewhere in the forces of the Yetzirah. So you could do that by eating. For example, when you eat a food and you say a beracha, you are metaken the kedusha that's trapped inside. You could do that by tefillin. You could do that by tzitzit. You could do that with prayer as well. There are certain in the heavens, there are certain nitzotzot kedusha that are trapped in the realm of the tumah, and when we pray, we set them free. That's the immense power that our tefillah has. That's why there's so much yetzirah to hinder our tefillah, to interrupt us, and to get us not to pray, or to get us to pray without kavanah. Because he knows that the biggest tikkun is when a Yehudi is praying what it does in the heavens. Asher ha'olomot ha'elyonim teluyim bahem, the upper spheres are dependent on these birurim. V'gam ha'geula atida, the future redemption, liot b'mirav yamenu amen tuliyah bahem, is also dependent on our prayers. How powerful are our prayers? לכך נכון להשתדל ולהיזהר להתפלל בבית הכנסת. That's why it's proper to pray in a בית כנסת. שהיא דוגמת בית המקדש. בית הכנסת resembles בית המקדש. ונקרא המקדש מעט. And it's called a small sanctuary. ששם השרת השכינה. The heavenly presence is in a בית כנסת. So much so that it's brought down that when the בית המקדש was destroyed, every generation, the קדושה, spread out through the Bate Knesiot throughout the world. Every Bet Knesset has a little something of the Bet HaMikdash. A little something of the Bet HaMikdash. V'yatzliach ha'adam b'tikun ha'tfilot sham, 10 yadot al ma sh'haya mitpale b'veto. A person who prays in the Bet Knesset will have more success, he will be 10 times more powerful than if he prays at home. Shesham bebet Knesset imtza talti litivuta. Because in the Bet Knesset, he will find two things that are beneficial. One, hen mitzat kedushat hamakom, ve'en mitzat berov am. First of all, the place itself is holy. And the second thing is when you have a bunch of Yehudim together, that automatically raises the kedusha of the makom. So a person who's praying in the Bet Knesset is 10 times more powerful than he prays at home. So much so that if for some reason a person has to pray biyahid, you have to pray individually by yourself, it's better to pray in a Bet Knesset than it is to pray at home. Because just the place itself is a Mikdash Me'at, it's a small sanctuary. You're in the, so to speak, in the palace of the Almighty. Halakha Aleph. Mitzvah ala Adam liyot ma'asara rishonim bebet Knesset. It's a mitzvah for a person to be from the first 10 people in the Bet Knesset. Now this is a halakha that it's, I don't want to call it a good suggestion, it's not a good suggestion, but it's not, a person's not transgressing anything if he's not one of the first 10. It means it's good for you to be there, because like we saw, you gain a lot from it. Nevertheless, if a person is not, he's not transgressing anything, because obviously it's impossible for all of Am Yisrael to be the first 10. V'ikar ha-mitzvah shi'isher sham litpalel sham. The main mitzvah is that you should stay there and pray. This is brought down. The source of this halacha is Shulchan Aruch, Siman Sadi, Sif Katan Yudalad. V'lo ka'otam shiyu ma'asara rishonim bevet ha-knesset, v'achar kach holchim litpalel bevet ha-knesset acheret. Not like those that are from the first 10, and then they go and they pray in a different bet knesset. Shesham enam ma'asara rishonim. and in the other Bet Knesset, they're not from the first 10. You should speak of the first 10 and stay there and pray there. As it is mentioned in Shara Kavanot to the Arizal. Just like it's a mitzvah to be from the first 10 in Shacharit, mitzvah gam ken b'mincha u'ma'ariv. Just like in Mincha, so too in Mincha and Arbit, it's also a mitzvah to be from the first 10. וכל המקדים יותר, הוא קרוב אל הקדושה יותר. The earlier you come, the closer you are to the source of קדושה. ושכרו יותר, and you get more merit. וכשם שמצווה להיות מעשרה ראשונים, just like it's a mitzvah to be from the first 10, כך מצווה להתעכב, עד שלא יישארו עשרה בבית הכנסת. So too, if you can, it's suggested that you remain in the Bet Knesset until there is everybody is left and there's no more 10 people. Then you should leave. What does this mean? ומכל שכן שצריך להיזהר שלא יצא ראשון מעשרה האחרונים. You shouldn't be from the... You should try not to be the 10th to leave. Because what happens when you're the 10th to leave? שהראשון לעשרה האחרונים, כשיצא מבית הכנסת, that the first one, that number 10 who leaves... הוא העיקר הגורם סילוק אור השכינה בבית הכנסת. He's causing the Shekhinah to leave the Bet Knesset. Because whenever there's 10 Yehudim together, 10 Jews together, you have the Shekhinah, the heavenly presence is there. Now you, being the 10th, walking out, are causing the Shekhinah to be mistalek. Now, the Gemara in Brachot, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Bet, states that once you, like we said, that once you are from the first 10, even if 100 people come after you, you get credit for everyone. Now, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, in the first perek of Brachot, Daf Dal Amud Aleph, hold that the reason for this is because since you were from the first 10, and you were an integral part of bringing the Shekhinah into the Bet Knesset, you caused the Shekhinah to come down, memele, you get that tzchar. Now, the Eliyahu Rabbah holds that the closer you, the earlier you are, let's say you're number 1, 2, 3, then you get the tzchar of all those that come after you, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, meaning in the 10 as well, there's also a certain level. It's not just a block of 10, it's also a certain level of how early you come. And as we saw in the Peleretz, the first one to come gets bechlal the most scha. Halcha bet. Mitzvah larutz kshoolech lebet haKnesset. It's a mitzvah to run, to hurry when you're going to bet haKnesset. V'chen lechol devar mitzvah. And to every mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to hurry. Ach yaseh beofen shelo yaligu haruin alav. You should do it in a fashion that that people should not laugh at you. Ela yilech ki'ish mahir b'melachto. Rather, you should walk hastily. Right? The makor for this is Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadi, Siv Katan Yud Bet, where the halacha is telling us that a person should make an effort to hurry towards a mitzvah. Meaning, we've spoken about this numerous times, the halacha makes a lot of effort into taking our heart that's made of wires and memory chips and gigabytes and all these things into a heart of flesh. We're a generation where, you know, we've become cold to a certain extent. We're a very technical generation. And we lost a certain feeling. Here the halacha is telling us that you should be excited to go to Bet Knesset to the extent that you should walk fast, as we'll see soon. V'amur rabotenu zal al pasuk melech asur barati'im. שהשכינה קשורה עם ישראל, the heavenly presence is bound to Am Yisrael בגלות, in the exile. Why? בשביל שני ריצות שרץ אברהם אבינו עליו השלום. Because אברהם אבינו ran to do a mitzvah, therefore the Almighty is bound to us in the exile. Imagine what would it be like if the Almighty was not with us, so to speak, in the exile. How much suffering we would have, chas v'shalom, had to go, more than what we went through. ובשביל מצווה דכתיב וימהר אברהם אוהל אל שרה ולבקר רץ אברהם. אברהם אבינו ran twice, he hurried twice. ממילא הקדוש ברוך הוא says, you're hurrying to do a mitzvah, I'm going to bind myself to your nation, to the Am Yisrael in the exile. ואמרו גם כן בזוהר הקדוש, it said as well in the Zohar, כשישראל רצים לדבר מצווה, when Am Yisrael run to do a mitzvah, כנגד זה רצים מלאכי סנגוריה ומקדימים ללמד זכות על ישראל. When we run to do a mitzvah, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu permits angels in the heavens to also run and speak positively about us. The Almighty set up the heavens in a court system. It's a court system. There's a prosecutor, there's a defender, there's a court case going on. Now the Almighty, when we act in a certain way, midah keneged midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it happen as well. For example, when you give tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also can give you more parnasah. When a person doesn't speak lashon hara, so then the evil angel in the heavens doesn't have a right to speak bad about you. So when you run to do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives permission to certain angels to run and speak positively about Am Yisrael. So hurrying to do a mitzvah or being excited about a mitzvah is also part of a mitzvah. In fact, it's brought down in the Gemara, Dam Nirtza. The Gemara says, when a woman is preparing for Shabbat, and let's say she opens the oven, and she hurts herself, she'll get a little gash, or she's cutting something for Shabbat, she's making a salad, she cuts herself. The Gemara says, Chamim say that blood that comes out of her finger is considered in the eyes of the Almighty like a mizbeach. Like as if you would put a sacrifice on the altar. Not that a person is allowed to slice himself in order to be put on the altar, right? But meaning that when you are doing a mitzvah and there's a feeling around it, there's something else. It's not just the act itself. There's a whole atmosphere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also takes into account. For example, we're going to see the Ben Ish Chai in Hilchot Shabbat. He says that when a person sweats to prepare for Shabbat, that's mechaper avonot. It erases sins. You wake up early and you go to the shuk and you pick up heavy bags and you cook and you clean and you organize. For Shabbat, that erases avirot. It erases your sins. So there's a whole atmosphere as well around the mitzvah that we're supposed to have, not just have to be this dry, technical, place your disc in, press start, log on, log off, you know, generation. We have to have a heart within. That's what the halakha is telling us. Umiu lo yarutz ela ad petach bet haknesset. Nevertheless, you should only run until the entrance of the bet haknesset. Aval bebet haknesset atzma asur larutz. In the bet haknesset itself, you're not allowed to run. Ela yelech be'ema v'yirah. You have to walk with fear. Ki hechal melech hakavod hi. Because it is the house of the Almighty. Kaniskav hesed alafim. This is the beauty of the Ben Ish Chai, that we're learning not just halachot in a sense, but we're also acquiring the hashkafa of the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai is entering and putting in halachot that are giving us his whole view on how he looked on service of the Almighty. That's the power of learning the Ben Ish Chai.